Our story today is sent in by listener Katrina Fox. It's called Beyond Boxes. Although I've moved about 24 times, I cherish the memories most from two of those moves where God's kindness to me was clearly evident through the loving gestures of others. The first act of kindness flowed from the heart of my mother. I called her a few days before moving and described how I was all packed and living in a room filled with box mountains. I shared with her my anxiety about moving to a big city where I didn't know a soul in order to seek employment. My mom lived about a 90-minute highway drive from me, and she offered to come over and share a motel room with me the night before my move. Realizing how the distance between us would double after my move, I gladly accepted her offer for some precious mother-daughter time together. Even now, many years later, I treasure this memory of my mom's generous heart and gift of self. About 10 years later, I was settled at my new location with a stable job and a few close friends, but once again, I faced the challenge of moving, this time just across town. It was the middle of winter, and my right arm was in a cast from slipping on the ice and breaking my wrist. I had two guardian angels helping me this time. The first was my twin brother, John, who drove 3 hours on the highway to come help me pack up for the move. I cherish John's generous heart as he offered to assist me in small ways for several moves. But for this move, John did much of the packing. After John left to go home, a close friend, Marilee, called to see how I was doing with moving preparations. To my surprise, Marilee offered for me to be a guest in her home the night prior to the move. As with my mother helping me in a similar way years earlier, I knew that indeed God was watching over me. When we feel all alone in this life, I believe it helps to recall how God has blessed us in the past and trust that He will provide us with hope and perhaps even a helper or two in order to accomplish His plan, His purpose. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.